Life Fuels Living, a look into what life is, where life lives, and how life works, and it fuels everything in our lives. What are the things people want most in life? Not the things they just want when everything's going great, but specifically, of all the things they could have, what would they never want to lose, or what couldn't they live without? I think most of us would answer health. However, I think there's one thing and one layer deeper that we can go that's deeper than our health, actually. When you're watching a movie, what do people beg for in movies when they're tied up in a chair and being tortured? They're actually begging for their life. They're not too concerned about their health or how they feel. They're actually begging for their life. So they don't worry about if they have a cold or a car or a house or even their health. So what is life? Is it the thoughts we have, the jobs we do, and the lives we live? It's really beyond all that. It's the actual being alive part that allows us to do all those things. What are some of the trillions of things that life provides us? Our ability to be healthy and active with avoiding or reducing suffering whenever possible. So let's look at where life lives before we look at what life is. Life lives in every living thing, and it is even in the spaces between every living thing, every blade of grass, every tree, every fish, every drop of water. It is everywhere. But for this conversation, let's look at one specific aspect of where it lives in our body, which is in the brain, the nervous system, and our cells. This is where life controls and coordinates everything in our lives. The brain generates about 20 watts of electricity. That is enough to power a low wattage light bulb. This is what I want to talk about. What generates this electricity, and how does it generate that electricity? We already know scientifically all the things it does from anatomy and physiology books, knowing that the brain and the nervous system is the master control system in the body. But we want to know what the spark is that's actually going over those nerves, because science does not know what that is. So I'm always going to God's instruction manual because I want to learn about me and be reminded over and over again from my creator, not the world, of who I am and what I'm here to do, to learn how we are made and how we work. God's word is how you can actually talk to and listen to God, the person who made us. Here are some verses. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139:14. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Romans 1:20. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. One teacher on one occasion, an expert in the law, stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? He answered, Lord, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. Live. Experience the fullness of life. So, what do you think the life in our body is talking about? All those interactions, all the impulses, the thousands of connections, all day long, reminding yourself to breathe, which you don't have to do, reminding yourself to beat your heart, which you don't have to do, all those things that are happening without us having to think about it, plus all the things we're actually doing in our day. All those impulses are talking about you, everything happening around you, how it is affecting you, how your past plays a part, what you're experiencing in your present, your future desires, And it's all coordinated together on how to adapt, survive, thrive to meet the needs of the trillions of individual cells. And those cells make up tissues, so it feeds the tissues and the organs, and the organs make up organ systems, ultimately making up everything about you. That life that does all that cannot be put in a test tube. We will never be able to fully grasp what life is, how life works, and the trillions of combinations of other factors that are influences impacted by the life in a person. However, we do know that the God that created that life is capable of doing anything with that life. This life is incredibly organized, incredibly intelligent, beyond our greatest understanding, and always will be. The good news is we don't need to know how it works and everything it can do to receive its benefits. We can just do a better job at protecting and utilizing the life in our body and receive and enjoy its benefits. Where does life come from? That's a choice that you have to make and research, but your options are God or slime. I believe we're way too highly organized and that things are not random. I see only one type of human being, not multiple variations on how to breathe or digest food, which would have happened if we just evolved randomly. Then to also make a male and female version that go together that makes new life, it does not seem random at all. I see incredible levels of design, consistency, organization, as we learn new and amazing things about life each and every day. Look at the amazing things people can do with near impossible situations. We also can watch over time the amazing things the Earth does to care for itself and the way we are finding new ways that the Earth provides for us. One example is how you can find an amazing flower from the rainforest or something at the bottom of the ocean to solve a problem that people are experiencing. Usually, but not always, from problems people have self-imposed by not following the rules of nature from the beginning. When observing and studying how amazing people in the Earth is, I mean, all you have to do is look at something so common as rain. Water comes down, waters the land, evaporates into the clouds again. Or the morning dew that covers every blade of grass. This and thousands of other examples leads me to God as my only conclusion. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:26. "Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." Jeremiah 32:17. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Isaiah 55:9-11. This life inside us is already perfect and provides us with everything we need to live out a life beyond our wildest dreams. We are unable to make it any better. However, we can do our part not to limit its potential by choices we make. What are some major ways to maximize life in our body? How we protect it, feed it, exercise, food, rest, positivity, what you read, hear, and think, every choice we make. One way we protect the life in our bodies is determined by how well we take care of the spine it lives in and goes through. Chiropractic is one of the only professions that focus on how to maximize the health of, restore health to, and protect the pathway of life. The spine is the pathway and protector of life in the body. So how do we do that? Analysis, x-rays, adjustments, stretches, exercises, sleeping positions, anything we can do to improve the health, and reanalysis. With the spine, aging occurs by normal years or accelerated years, which cause spines to age faster. Subluxations, trauma, improper use, and overuse of the spine cause accelerated aging of the spine. So let's look at how accelerated aging affects spines. Because remember, normal aging shows very little change. There are three categories that we put spines under. Mild, moderate, and severe categories of accelerated aging, which are usually defined by the amount of time a subluxation has gone uncared for. The three characteristics we use to determine a category is posture or subluxation, changes in disc space, and changes to bone. These three characteristics will tell us where the problem is and how long it has been there, which determines the category, which ultimately determines the care plan. So the characteristics determine the category, which determines the care plan. Subluxations can take many years before they turn into posture changes or disc changes or bone changes. And because bones and discs don't have feeling, you will not feel that happening until it irritates a nerve. So that process can be going on for a long time before you're even aware of it. Pain fibers only make up 10% of the fibers in your body. So other fibers that maybe perform how you walk or your strength or your recovery time or your heart rate or how you digest food, other things could be affected and not really be giving you signals of pain. But the good news is, even though we don't like it, is when we do get pain, because that helps us light our dashboard to know that we should get help. When we get help, we can restore health and better protection to that life in our body. So the ultimate way to care for yourself is to know that the life in your body is important, your spine protects it, and take care of that as a way of living. Because we can't trust when pain signals are on and off to know that we're taking care of our spine and protecting that life in our body to the fullest. Every picture, however, no matter what your picture or x-ray says or what's going on in your spine, has two paths. The one path where you ignore subluxations or your spine as something being important to your health and how it protects your life. And the other story is where you actually care for that spine and get it as healthy as possible so that whatever you do go through in life, you'll go through better because you're taking care of your spine, which is protecting the life that does everything for you, your immune system, fighting disease, healing, repair, able to handle stress, recovery, all those things happen through the life that flows over the nerves. So let's just define subluxations because we use that word a couple times. Subluxations are stuck joints that can happen from chemical, mental, emotional, and physical stresses that cause irritation to bone, discs, muscles, and nerves, resulting in advanced aging of the spine over time. And most importantly, a negative change to the already perfect life that is flowing over the nerves, causing them to go faster, slower, more often, or less often than they should to meet the needs of the body, which results over time in weaker impulses, weaker tissues, weaker organ systems, all the way up to a weaker body and life. This may happen on the smallest, unmeasurable level of health, all the way up to life-altering or life-ending implications. Care plans are designed for people to live and enjoy their best life, where they can be the most active with the least amount of suffering possible. Care plans maximize life. There are three major care plans: initial, lifetime, and present needs. Initial care plans include things like emergency care and the beginning of repair. Many times when people come in for emergency care, they're in very bad shape, and they are usually talking about the straw that broke their back, the leaning over to pick something up, the twisting wrong, the sitting in the chair too long. But equally important to how the straw or which straw broke the camel's back, it is also important to know, if not more important, how the camel is treating their back or how the person is taking care of their back, because ultimately the healthier back is going to determine what it's able to do, not just the activity, because there's thousands of times that they had picked something up and twisted, but why would that one time cause such a problem if there wasn't a problem that needed to be addressed in the first place? So sometimes it is the straw, but many times it's how the camel is treating their back. Lifetime care plans. Continual care, adaptation to life, prevention. This includes the person's lifestyle, hard work, habits, discipline, and consistency over time, to name a few, to make their back as strong as possible to be able to perform everything they want to do in their life without having a negative effect or injury to their back that stops them from living their life or causes any unnecessary suffering. Third, present needs. When people miss some appointments, they may not feel the same way that they did before when they were having their consistent care. So there's a slow decline over time. They build up their health, they're living on that build up health, but little by little, they're starting to withdraw from their health account and start to lose some of the benefits they had before. Or maybe they had a busier active weekend or a fall, and there's just some short, intense present needs that need to be addressed to get them back on track and up to speed and get back into a routine that allows for continual improvement of their back and the life that flows through their back so that that can continue to heal and repair them at their best. And it takes a little time to find that combination for each person, how they live their life, how they do their job, how they take care of themselves. They at least need to make sure that that equation is set up to benefit them and have them improve so that they're not breaking down faster than they're healing, which will allow their parts to last longer, and nothing is better than the original. So care plans are where better health and better life leads to better living through a better spine. Care plans require a clear plan, constant encouragement, reminders, and problem solvings for people to get the help they need, the results they want and desire and deserve. Just like any other plan, it is not easy with everything going on in life to stick to a routine, to get a schedule, to make something important enough to be able to receive the benefits of it. So it is an ongoing thing, not just in the aspects of the care plan, but in the encouragement and the support of the community towards that care plan. There are four main areas we all need to navigate so that our roadblocks don't become stumbling blocks, but instead can become starting blocks to the next level. That's how we manage time. There's always going to be a reason where you can't get the care that you need because of what's happening in life. We had to find ways to minimize that from negatively impacting your life as much as possible. Money, everything out there is desiring your money, your phone, your cable, your car, your house, food, everything. So that's a real thing, and there's limited resources for all of us. However, it has to come down to a value system. Is what you are paying for giving you the ability to make more money, be more active, enjoy more things? And if you can find that value, then it's a dollar well spent, because there's no better dollar spent better than investing in your health and having your health allow you to do much more and make much more and earn much more and enjoy much more. So that's a value thing that each person has to address. Slow progress. If you think of it as a cut, a little cut on your arm heals over faster than a big cut on your arm. And sometimes when we're talking about 20, 30, 40, 50 year problems in backs, it's not just going to be like turning a light switch. You know, sometimes getting better isn't as quick as it takes to get hurt. And sometimes, you know, you've been noticing getting hurt over 10 or 20 or 30 years, and you're finally dealing with what's causing all that. And that may be weeks instead of days, or it may be a month instead of a couple weeks. So you have to understand that every process takes time. But if you stick to it and you do the right habits of time-tested things of over thousands of years, then you're going to find out that your health will continue to improve and you'll get the results you want. Sometimes it's just not as quick as you want. And the other thing to navigate, the fourth thing to navigate, are setbacks. The road to breaking down can have good days, and the road to getting better can have bad days. There's going to be different kinds of bumps on each road, and you can't just always go how you're feeling each minute, which is looking at your life under a microscope, which is good to do, so you can monitor how you're doing things and find better ways of doing things. But we have to realize that it's not going to be a perfect path, but there will be progress on the path. And sometimes we have to look at the telescope, what happens over the weeks and months and how our health and life are progressing, to get a better understanding of what taking care of ourselves is really doing for ourselves. So the goal of the care plan for life is to continually find the right health equation to promote healing, life, health, and encouragement. Care plan examples: someone's health equation may be one adjustment a week, three specific stretches or an exercise, a new sleeping position, or even specific levels of consistency or intensity. This names just a couple of factors that make up the right health equation for a person at a specific time in their life, and these factors can change. So the health equation book that I wrote has three main categories. The one category is about reducing negative factors, which is called winning moments. This is how you could do everything in your day in a way that has less of a negative impact, and if at all possible, use all those things you have to do in a day in order to be a workout to improve health, like how you brush your teeth, how you sleep, how you get dressed, how you set up your workstation. Promoting healing factors, which is the part of the book, which is health is practically free, don't wait until it costs you everything, talks about time-tested, thousands of years, time-tested facts that include ways of living that will always promote better health in each and every person. No matter what you are going through, no matter who you are, water will always be better than soda, rest will always be better than not being able to sleep, moving your body in proper ways with flexibility and strength will always be better than not taking care of yourself. Better nerve flow, protecting life better, will always lead to a healthier, healing person who's better able to adapt to their environment. Time-tested principles. And third part of the book are the foundational principles that every health equation requires. Things like time, consistency, discipline, and how health and healing work. We are continually providing people in real time with the health equation needed along with their hard work to take their life to the next level. Chiropractic offices are one of the only places that focus on protecting and maximizing the spark of life that travels over the brain and nerve system by caring for the health of the spine. Life that made us meets all our needs and heals us. The ability of that life to make us meet all our needs and heal us year after year depends on the health of the spine that those nerves go through to carry that life throughout our body. Helping people to keep on their plan is one very important way we can help people have the health and life that they dream about for them and their family. One more thing. One thing is for certain. Chiropractic care is one of the best things you can do to focus one thing, the healthier spine, while at the same time maximizing the trillions of things that the life flowing over your brain and nervous system is doing for each and every area of your life, including everything you think, say, and do. So my prayer is people learn how powerful and important it is to take care of the life that is inside their body, so they can enjoy as much of life as possible, and that they pass this health legacy on to their families, friends, kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, so the next generation can start taking care of their spine and the life inside them sooner. It will help them avoid, navigate, or grow from setbacks and experience greater life and health in all they have been created to do and in the people they have been created to be.